David Asprey, the guy behind the bulletproof idea, says 1 tablespoon of butter per 1 cup of coffee. But I'm doing just 1 tablespoon of butter for 6 cups of coffee, and it comes out still great. And I feel full. I just can't quite get myself to do the 6 tablespoons of butter. Sorry, Hunter. In his mind, he thinks he's getting 6 tablespoons of butter. And then you're going to want to add 1 tablespoon of coconut oil. And this is really supposed to help with the brain and the function of the brain.
This is Hunter Pence of the San Francisco Giants. Now back to the Giants post-game show with Marty Lurie on KNBR 680.
I like it. And that was, Lexi, you explain what that was. Now, I saw the video about making, this is the making coffee video. Was that it?
Yeah.
So what's the deal with the butter?
Okay, so the butter is a way for your body to get all the healthy fats. It's not just like regular butter. It's unsalted grass-fed butter.
Okay.
And it's a way to give your body like all the right amount of fat that it needs, because we've been told that fat's really bad for you, or going non, like you should go non-fat, but supposedly that's false. Now, I'm not a doctor, so don't necessarily take what I say into the grave.
Right.
But
we do this with a disclaimer and a warning.
Yes.
But she stayed in the Holiday Inn Express last night, so that was good.
And she also got kicked out of a hotel room. You're at a hotel in New Orleans, and one time you got kicked out.
Oh, snap.
Wait, how does Raph know all this?
Yeah. I forgot about that. You're right, I did. I was doing a coffee review.
In the lobby, and they got kicked out.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny.
All right, but it's part of the video.
It's part of the video.
On the YouTube.
The YouTube.
Very good. All right, we got a question here. I know paleo and kale have been talked about. What is Hunter's current diet? He's got such great energy. How does he do it?
Oh, man, you guys. Hunter is a really healthy eater, just 24/7. Like, it's really embarrassing for me because I should be healthier. But he eats just always. I think his base diet is paleo, so a lot of meat and vegetables, not necessarily raw, but a lot of vegetables. And then I'm the one that's like, let's order pizza. So, you know, he splurges every once in a while, but for the most part, he's a really healthy eater.
Like,
no soda, no sugary drinks, like nothing. He's so disciplined.
Kale?
A lot of kale.
When he first came here, kale, you know, really, he sort of publicized kale.
Yeah, he still loves it. Like I said, he's a super healthy eater.
Marty, I've seen her make paleo bread. Didn't she do that?
Yeah.
So you can make paleo bread.
Is that
you
a video?
You can still have your sandwich.
It's a video.
All right, good. All right, let's go to
your sandwich, yeah.
Charles in San Francisco. Charles, you're on KNBR 680. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's nice to see the Giants getting back on track, slowly but surely. I'm with them. Been with them for a long time. I wanted also to thank Lexi, excuse me. I met her and Hunter at the Project Open Hand benefit at Bloomingdale's. I think it was about a year ago.
Oh, thank
awesome
you.
People.
Thank you very much, Charles. I really appreciate that.
No problem. You guys are so awesome. I just, you know, you really are.
Wow, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Charles.
I hope Hunter stays with the Giants, too, by the way.
Ugh, Charles, you and me both. You and me both.
Well, you know, I was asked the question. I feel he'll be here for various reasons, and I think he's starting to play as a big part of the team. You know, and the Giants get involved with players, not with the idea of moving them. Now, if the season goes completely sideways and people are hurt and they've lost it forever, then things happen in baseball. That's part of the game. But
unfortunately,
when you have players who still have it and can get it together, and there's still salary issues as well, I think they stay. And I think the Giants, that's part of what the Giants do, is that they pay money and they keep them here. I think it's part of what happens. I appreciate it, Charles.
I was talking with some friends, and we were saying, I was telling them, if Hunter makes it 5 years with the Giants, he gets a plaque on the stadium.
Say what? No way. Really?
Yeah, wait.
The Wall of Fame.
Five years and an all-star.
Oh, my God. Well, a vlog soon to come then.
Okay, very good. Hey, Charles, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Have a good
day.
Thanks,
Charles.
Right, very good. Let's go to Brian in Modesto. Brian, what's on your mind today? 808 KNBR.
Hey, guys. Hey, Lexi. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Good. Hey, Lexi, do I detect a Midwestern accent there?
No, you don't. I'm sorry. I'm from the Valley, Los Angeles.
Oh, okay. Anyway, Hunter, Lexi, your husband is an outstanding ball player, and my most vivid memory of him was in 2012. He gets in, you know, we're down 2-0 to the Reds. He gets up and rob this, and every game he gets in Cincinnati, he's leading the chair, and they're throwing sunflower seeds and gum all over the place, and, you know, he's just a tremendous leader. So, we're glad to have him on the team.
Wow, thank you. Thank you. I'm sure he'll be super excited to hear that.
Now, is he rah-rah at home, too?
He is rah-rah at home. You know, we were doing this thing in the off season where we would celebrate a World Series every day just to kind of get our minds right. And, you know, they say, you know, you can, if you feel it, it'll happen. You know, it's the law of attraction. That's the law, the universal law. So every day in the off season, we would take 5 minutes, 5 to 7 minutes, and just celebrate as if we had won the World Series.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. We did that last year. We didn't do it this past off season. That's on us, guys. Our bad. But the off season before that, we did it, and we made it pretty far, but then we kind of stopped midway through the season. So, I don't know. Maybe we need to go back to that.
What is the celebration like? Is it champagne or?
No. We're at home in the living room, right? Spraying champagne.
No, not that.
No. It's pretty much Hunter going crazy as if he did win the World Series. We did this literally every day in the off season, preparing for the 2016 season. And right. He would just go, like, I would go crazy, but he went like bananas. But it was just fun. It was fun and got you were feeling like exactly where you wanted to be. And I think once you start feeling it, your mind starts to believe it. And then if your mind believes it, it's bound to happen.
Wow. Great. Good. Good insight. Good insight.
Oh,
really.
Because
we see him and we watch him play and we see you guys together. And as I said, go on YouTube and just type in Lexi, L-E-X-I, and you're going to see some amazing stuff. Very good. That was a good explanation. Brian, go ahead. I know you've got some baseball to talk about.
Yeah, anyway, we're going to go 84-0, guys. Anyway. hey.
Well, why not? Look, try to win 50, you know, 50, 52, 53. I just make it interesting. That's all I ask.
It's baby steps.
Right.
It's baby steps,
well,
guys.
They're playing good ball right now. That play by Posey in the 11th inning, best play I've seen from a catcher in at least 10 years.
Yeah, I agree. And do you see how far out he was to get the ball?
Yeah, I saw how far he was out to get the ball. But you asked earlier, what was the one moment that turned it around? It wasn't the mouse turds, you know, I'm sorry.
Right.
It was the moment where Bochy took the veterans aside and challenge their leadership.
I think it was last Sunday.
You know, enough is enough. And sometimes you have to get really terse to get through even the most talented players or whatever profession. You have to really challenge their heart. And for the longest time, you know, I mean, however long that losing streak was, they weren't playing with that much heart. I mean, sure, bloops were falling in and this and that, but, you know, base running mistakes and two strike hits against us and walks and, when was the last time you saw a bleeder like Panics hit in the 11th inning get down for a minute? I thought Ozuna was going to be able to catch that ball.
Yeah, he had trouble all day tracking anything.
Yeah.
But, that one dropped in and Span didn't get a good read on it. But, look, they dodged a lot of bullets today. You know, Hunter Pence walked the bases loaded, and, my goodness, I said, don't walk a run in. I don't want to do this show. I don't want to do it. Don't walk a run in. And Moore walked the bases loaded, and he got out of it. So they dodged a lot of bullets today. But when they had to make the big pitch, like last night with Cueto, every time he had to make the big pitch last night with guys on base, he sawed off that bat. He got it inside. Exit velocity was down. And that's kind of what they did today. Like you point out, it's a bloop that falls in and getting a big out instead of giving up a two-out hit.
Yeah, well, everything was going the other way, like in Colorado against Melanson. Just these little teeny 92-hop ground balls were getting through. And, you know, Coors Field is an absolute travesty and a joke to Major League Baseball. I mean, you know, I understand they have to play baseball in Denver, but that is not real baseball. by any stretch of the imagination. And good to meet you all. And thanks so much, Marty. We'll talk soon.
Okay. Thanks, Brian. Thanks, Brian. You go to Coors Field at all? Carmen, you've been there, right?
Yeah, I just was there for the last couple games.
Big outfield.
It was
a big outfield.
It's a beautiful field. You know, I think it's just one of those things where you have to understand how to play at Coors. I wouldn't say it's a travesty, but yeah, exactly. You have to really know the field. There's a huge home field advantage there.
But also Lexi, just the air in general. I've been. They have the chocolate covered strawberries and cheesecake.
Yeah, which Lexi forced me to get, which I
amazing.
Am happy she did.
Right. But yeah, you have to really know. There's a lot of variables at that field, and they call it a hitter's stadium. But you know, the air is works against you. You know, Hunter always tells me, you know, he mistimes it sometimes because it'll just lift right at the end. Like right when he thinks it's going to catch it, it almost takes like a lift the ball.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, I never really thought that takes that big of a variable, but it does. And just the altitude alone, guys, I tried to do 20 minutes of the elliptical there and I was out of breath. I lasted 5 minutes and was like, I'm going back to the room and going back to sleep.
I tried to get a beer and I was like, I got to sit down.
Yeah. The altitude there really knocks you out.
No, it is. And especially 3 or 4 games, it takes its toll on you, and it takes your toll in the next city that you go to. I've always been told that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's a big outfield. Hunter definitely, and I'm glad you said that because that happened to him.
Yeah.
A couple of balls went over the glove and he misjudged it and, you know, he looked awkward doing it, but the ball took off at the last second.
And trust me, guys, you don't need to be hard on him because that guy is hard on himself enough.
All right.
So he beats himself up more than you guys know.
All right, very good. All right. Let's go to Scarecrow. Scarecrow, you're on KMBR 680. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. The Giants. Problem has never been pitching all that much. It's been hitting, whether it's Bumgarner, whether it's Cueto, whether it's Samardzija, whether it's Moore. If you can't score more than about 3 runs, you're not going to beat a whole lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to make it rough on your infield. You're going to make it rough on your outfield. And it's going to take a toll on these guys. They're hitting. They're hitting a little bit better. But, I mean, it's still, they got a big hole to dig out of, and I've decided just take it one game at a time. We won today. Tomorrow's another day. Tomorrow's another day after that, and we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Yeah, you want to play good baseball, but Scarecrow, they are hitting. They're hitting more than they've done all year long, and you know, during the month of June. They started hitting at the end of the month, but the Giants are averaging 6.3 runs per game over the last 8 games. Now it's 9 games, and that went down a little bit today because they only got a couple of runs. But 3.45 with runners in scoring position, and that's the key. When you get guys on, they weren't having trouble getting people on. They're having trouble getting them in was the issue. Cool. So I think they started to get people in, and plus they play good defense. They're playing solid baseball. Other than all the walks for the pitchers, they're basically playing solid baseball now.
Well, you got to remember, you know, if every pitch is like the last pitch of the World Series, eventually you're going to burn up some arms and you're sure going to burn up some brains because that kind of pressure is going to get at you a lot faster than a lot of injuries are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, granted, they're doing fine. I'm just going to enjoy what's there. If they win tomorrow, hey, that's terrific. If they don't, hey, that's terrific, too. Like I said, no expectations. Let's just see what they come up with.
Very good. And are you going to explain to Lexi why you're called Scarecrow so she gets to hear that?
I'll tell you what. If I happen to bump into her, I'll tell her the story.
All right. It's still confidential. All right.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, don't say that, Lexi. Not yet.
We don't know.
Right. You don't know. All right. Scarecrow, have a good afternoon.
You guys have a good day.
All right. Bye-bye. Very good.
I hope it has nothing to do with Batman, though.
No. I always think he's in a field somewhere dressed up as a scarecrow, but maybe not. I don't know what he's doing.
Who knows?
Maybe a Wizard of Oz thing?
Yeah, that's what I think, but I think it's something else. I think maybe it's a little more sinister.
We'll get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, let's hope not. All right. Time now for today's Home Run Update, sponsored by Fix Auto. The first words that should come to your mind after an accident, Fix Auto. That's what should come to your mind, but we hope you don't have an accident. Home run update. The Giants had one home run today. Austin Slater hit his third. for the Giants now on the season. Carmen, they have 69 home runs.
You know, I love that.
I know. Brandon Belt hit his splash hit.
Flash 69.
I know.
Immortalized in Giants history.
LOL, KMBR, and everyone else was all over it. Very good.
It's hilarious, Marty.
Well, they got it today, the 69th home run of the season today. So it was Austin Slater. But we're not going to pick that one as our home run of the week. We're going to go with the first home run for Jay Gwynn Wong. And it was against the Rockies, and it was very exciting. And I saw a lot of him in spring training. He hit home runs the other way, those opposite field shots. The guy can swing the bat. I like him. And he did take one out, and here it is.
두 번째 타석에서 좀 있어. 어, 예, 예. 어, 당근에요. 황재근의 좌측을 벌레. 당장! 어, 밖으로 넘깁니다.
Jay Wong is going to try and cheat here. He is going to try and hit one out of the ballpark. That'd be a good first hit. He tries. Did he do it? Yes, he did. Welcome to the big leagues, Jay Wong. A dream come true for him. How about it?
He got it all. That went three quarters of the way up the bleachers in left field. And he's getting a welcome that you could only imagine on your first day in the big leagues after you hit a home run to give your team the lead.
Boy, I didn't realize that Mike called it. I did not realize that Mike Kruko called that one, the home run for Jay Wong. Duxie, did you see him play at all? Remember him? Were you down there in spring training to watch him?
I was, yeah.
What did you think of him?
I liked him.
Swings the bat.
He swings the bat really well.
And a very friendly guy.
Super friendly. I met him on the team plane on the way back from spring training to San Francisco. And he had all, this is my memory of him. He had all these Korean...
The candy bar thing?
Yeah. And he was offering them up to everyone on the plane. And I was just like, wow, what a charming, hospitable, nice guy.
It's funny. He must have gotten 10,000 of those because in spring training he had this big box of them. It was like candy bars.
Yeah.
And everyone loved it.
And let me tell you, all the kids loved him. They were like, yes, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, if you bring candy, I feel like good. That's a pretty good way to make people like you. I mean, I might start to try it, too.
Well, he won the Barney Nugent Award, which is the best newcomer and all that kind of stuff. So good call. It wasn't Adios Pelota, but that was a call in Korean, Josh. So where'd you guys find that?
Jay Wong's going to try and cheat. Yeah.
Very good.
So good.
That was the Korean call. That was a big deal because it was his first game, and people in South Korea are really following this kid.
Huge.
I mean, anytime you have an Asian player in the big leagues, you'll notice that the media size almost doubles because it's a really big deal for their culture. So.
And that's why they always come to a West Coast team like Seattle or L.A. or San Francisco because it's easier for that time zone to watch this kid play. I mean, he left lucrative money in South Korea to come here and play.
I was just about to say that, too. Yeah.
He did.
Yeah. He could have made way more money in South Korea than he could have here, but he just didn't care.
Yeah, he was a big deal.
His goal, is a lot about him.
Yeah, he wanted to be in the major leagues. That was his whole deal.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Well, I'm glad we could have that as the home run of the week. All right, more coming up. Lexi is here with us, the best friend, roommate, and wife of Hunter Pence, Carmen Q, of course, our producer on the weekends.
Not necessarily in that order, guys.
No, I'm going to let you you can filter it out for me. All right. But more coming up. Everyone who's on hold, everyone gets in. Don't worry about it. And it's, Giants have won five in a row. And as Scarecrow said, Brian said, and everyone who's called in, one day at a time, just go out there and play a good game tomorrow and just see where the baseball season takes you. All right, more coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.
Talking baseball with Marty Lurie on KMBR 680, the sports leader.
She's a prankster. She's literally always trying, we call it goosing. She's always trying to goose me at all times. No matter what I'm doing, she's trying to like credit card my butt, finger me in places she's not supposed to, like stick it in there. If I'm taking out the trash or bending over to get the trash or doing anything, she's always going to poke me where you shouldn't be poking anybody. On the contrary though, I'm definitely way more aware at all times. I'm like on the guard. Like you can't, it's tough for her to goose me out because I'm like, before I go to bend over for anything, take out the trash, pick something up, I know where she's at, and I'm watching her. So it's become a fun little game.
Hey, guys. This is Lexi Pence. Now back to Marty Lurie and the San Francisco Giants post-game show on KMBR 680.
Oh, boy, I'm learning a lot about you guys, huh? So, you know, you can't take your eyes off you. Is that it? Got to watch you all the time.
The thing is Hunter, and you guys, I know you see it when you're watching him. The way he bends over is just, like, to me, you're just looking for a goose.
Okay. All right.
Butts up, and it's just there. So I just go in, what do you call it, credit carding.
Credit card.
Yeah.
All right.
Now he's fully aware of where I'm
ready.
At all
right.
times.
Now I understand that. All right.
The usage of credit cards are different now, so.
What do you mean?
I mean, you use the chip now. You don't swipe.
Oh.
Okay. Very good. All right. Well, we learn more about the Pences here on KMBR 680. And they say, what is too much information? TMI, is that what they call it? Very
great,
good.
Marty.
Very good, Raf. Where'd you guys find that one? Where was that?
I think that was on MLB Network when you guys got engaged, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right. Let us go to Audrey. Audrey in San Luis Obispo. Nice to have you on the show, Audrey. How are you?
Hi. How's it going, guys?
Very good. How
Audrey,
are you?
Audrey, I know this girl.
You do?
You
okay.
do, too.
Go ahead.
One of the fellow piñas.
Yes, thanks. Thanks for calling in, Audrey.
Absolutely. Hi to Carmen as well.
Hey, what's up?
And I was calling because you asked what I thought was responsible for the sudden turnaround, the resurgence of the Giants. And it's pretty easy to point to the Ken Rosenthal article, although I don't think that's quite all the whole story. Murph and Mac are calling it the Mouse Turd Rebellion, which I think is hilarious. But I think that their pride finally got pretty hurt, and they're a proud group of players. And it's good to see them kind of shake out of it a little bit and be like, yeah, we're better than this. Like, we should be playing better than this. And now they're coming together and they're playing much more like a team. And they're playing the brand of baseball that we're used to.
Well, you know, I think you're right, Audrey, honestly. And I think people are challenged in life. Athletes are challenged all the time. I always say the most dangerous football team is like a cornered team. That's, 1-5, and they've got to win a game. That's a dangerous team. And I think for these guys, being world champions and the core of the team, big winners, that they were challenged. And I don't know, Lexi, do you feel that? I mean, Hunter being, this team is losing. They're losing a lot. And I think just as professionals, we're better than this, and they were challenged to get better.
Yeah, I think, I think you nailed it. I think, it was a challenge. I also think a lot, maybe the bullpen was like, oh, gosh. They can really move us at any time. Like, I don't know if that's it, but, like, that's a scary moment.
Mm-hmm.
They're moving guys up and down, side to side, even diagonally. Like, we don't know, Boach put Corey Guerin in left field. You don't know what's going to happen,
Yeah.
So I think, when that's an actual, you're face-to-face with that, I think you have to really put your butt in gear and get there.
I think you bring an excellent point because Derek Law got sent out.
Yeah.
And, of course, Crick came up, and then Dyson is here. So I think that's part of it. I think the bullpen was challenged, and they've met the challenge. And that's part. Look, in the game today, in today's game, in the big sense, the generic sense, starting pitchers don't go very far. They go 6 innings, 7 innings if you're lucky. And if you're going to win a game, the bullpen's got to take it home for you. And I think they've done it recently.
Right.
So, yeah, they've definitely really stepped up. It's been awesome to see how well they've been performing the last 5 games. I think, and Carmen mentioned this last weekend too, that they didn't really know how to lose. Like they've been through all these spurts of winning, but they didn't really go through any prolonged, extended losing streak.
Audrey, that is a great point. Yes,
like,
Audrey and Carmen, yes, that is a great point. Hunter.
I think they all kind of were like, wait a second. We would have hoped they would have snapped out of it sooner, but, they finally did, and I feel like that was a really good point that Carmen made last week.
Yeah, totally. I don't think they do know how to lose.
Yeah. And I didn't mean that in
a
bad way. I just meant, let's be real. And
what's
going
on here?
Exactly. And I think, if you think about the core of what athletes are, they're competitive people. When a national media writer writes an entire article about spotlighting why you suck, do you not think that's going to be the biggest motivation of all? I don't know what's true, what's not true in the article, but the fact that it was called out to that degree, I think, was a real wake-up call for them, that people are looking at them and being like, what's wrong with you?
Right.
And nobody who's competitive wants that.
Yeah. You guys, Hunter wore his pants down, his leg pants down. Like, that's how far we took this to turn this boat around. We tried everything.
But, right, his pants were off? Did I miss this game?
No, Josh.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, come on, Josh. Stay with us here. All right. Hey, Audrey, appreciate the call.
Hey, and just so you know, this is the first time I think I've ever called into your show where I haven't been driving home from San Francisco. I'm just sitting in my backyard enjoying the sunshine. And
Now you're down in San Luis Obispo, right?
I am, yes.
Yeah, very good. Well, we love seeing you at the Public House. You know, when you come up, we always enjoy seeing you there.
Always good to see all of you, and thank you for having me on, as always.
Thanks, Audrey.
Thank Audrey.
You. All right, Audrey. All right, let's go to Mark in San Francisco. Mark, you're on KMBR 680. Go ahead.
Marty, hi, I'm Marty. Hi, ladies. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
You know, with me, this season is all about watching the young Giants and the energy that they're bringing into the team. And I'm really anxious to see Chris Shaw, because I think Chris Shaw is going to be a big time player. So that's my season, just watching these young guys develop and add some spark to the team.
Well, I think you're right, because I think when you're, 27 and 51. And you say, wait a minute, where are we going? And you bring up young players, and they do things and make it happen. I think for the older players, they become somewhat paternal. And then, of course, they get motivated to do better as well. And I tell you honestly, I think the combination of, as Lexi said, people being moved around and people not here anymore and people this and that, I think got the veterans to move a little bit and woke them up a little bit. But the young players, I like the energy of the young players. I do. I think it helps. I really do.
Also, I think sometimes, you know, in your daily routine, when you get kind of stuck, and then someone comes into it and is like, oh, my gosh, and they have this new, fresh excitement and awe of everything that's happening to them, you know, I think that adds a certain energy that you forget, like, oh, wait, like, we do have champion blood. Mm-hmm. Like, wait a minute. We are this awesome team.
And we're lucky to be playing this game.
Yeah. And I think, you know, it's just a reminder that your time's finite and, you know, you do have to pick it up a little bit. So it's kind of nice, though. You know, it reminds
and
you.
And you're paid to win. You know, you're paid a lot of money to win and to give it your best effort and to entertain the fans and to win. And then when you have the champion's heart, which the core guys have, and then you bring the new people in who are pretty good and can sort of hold their own, I think it's that combination that got them going.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the combination. All right, Mark, go ahead. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, I just wanted to say I'm really looking forward to see Chris Shaw. In fact, I want to go to his first game when they call him up, because I think this guy is going to be the big star in the future, and he's going to be a big help to the Giants.
Yeah, I agree with you. Allie Williams will be with us tomorrow, and Allie's going to do the minor league report, and I know she spent some time up in Sacramento. Chris Shaw is killing it. In Sacramento. I mean, big time. And I think you're right. I think he's going to put some pressure on this lineup. And I think I didn't think we'd see him this year at all, but I think we are going to see him this year. So I agree with you.
Well, you know what I think is great is that these guys in the minor leagues are seeing their friends, their roommates get called up basically every month. And they're like, there's an opportunity. It's not impossible. And it feels much more tangible, I'm sure, to them once they see, like, you know, I know Ryder Jones and Christian Arroyo, they're roommates.
Well, they talked about the house.
Yeah.
And they all got called up. Right. Every one of them got called up.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that in itself is a motivating factor. You know, when you see people who you've kind of grown up with through your career get that opportunity for the show, like, that's encouraging.
Lexi, does Hunter talk about the young guys at all and kind of what I'm talking about?
Yeah, he loves them. He loves them, you know, because a lot of them play video games. So he has some, a lot of common stuff, you know, stuff in common with them. But yeah, he loves it. Like, but Hunter's the type of guy, you know, he loves everybody. I mean, a new player comes in, he's like the welcoming committee. He's like, hey, what do you need? Let's go out to dinner. You know, like, let me show you San Francisco. But that's just the kind of guy Hunter is.
Yeah,
Dyson
said that. Dyson said that Hunter, or maybe you told me, but someone said that Dyson said Hunter has been the guy. Did you tell me, Carmen? I heard someone said it today. That Hunter's been the guy that's sort of taken Dyson under his wing.
Yeah. So Hunter's that kind of guy where, you know, he wants to welcome everyone, make them feel good, and let's win this together, you know. Hunter's all about winning.
Well, very good. All right, very good. Mark, anything else?
No, I just want to say better days ahead for the Giants, and I think the young fellows are bringing up are going to be a big boost to the team. Looking forward to it.
I agree with you. Very good. Thanks, Mark. All right, Kit in Sausalito. Kit, you're on KMBR 680. Go ahead.
Hey, hi, Marty. Great game by the Giants. I agree. Buster Posey's spinning throw to first base was one of the best plays by a catcher I've ever seen. Might be the. Do you have a throw of the year?
Well, there we could end up with one of those. You know, in baseball history, there are certain throws that you remember, and it goes back to Willie Mays and many other ones. But what he did today, his agility of getting out three-quarters of the way to the mound, getting that ball. Now, he had McCutchen running. I mean, this is a guy who can fly going down the line. So he had that in his mind, too. He didn't have time to look. He spun around, and you described it, and he just threw a rocket to Belt, who stretched out and got it and really saved the inning.
Well, and I know now that Dyson is a smart pitcher, because when Buster Posey says, I got it, leave it, you know, he let Buster make the play. So, but I called up to compliment whoever got Dyson, because look at what the guy's done since he's joined the Giants. They obviously, maybe Rigetti's got his confidence back, but in clutch situations, like you don't have an insurance run, you need to win this game, and you only got one run, he closed them down. So, but one other comment. Letty stole one of my comments, which was, one reason I like Hunter Pence is because he's a traditionalist, where he's wearing the leggings high up around the knees. And I thought that the winning streak started when he wore, my wife was asking, what's he wearing? And I said, those are the Summer of Love leggings. But any leggings that work, keep wearing those. You know, whatever, you know, if you win, wear the leggings the same way the next day.
All right, yeah, I'll be sure to relay the message.
Did he have Summer of Love leggings? Last Sunday was Summer of Love, no?
I don't remember.
Tie-dye, no tie-dye stuff or anything like that? And no.
I don't think
no
so.
Hippie
I feel
stuff.
Like I would have seen that.
All right. No,
I didn't necessarily watch the game last Sunday, but I think I would have seen that.
Yeah, we had hippie stuff. We had, out at the public house. Remember?
We took
a lot of pictures.
We had the blanket.
The blanket,
really
the whole
the
thing.
Hippie girl.
All right, well, Kit, if you saw it, we believe it. Very good. All right, thanks for the call, Kit. All right, very good. All right, that is Kit in Sausalito. All right,
thanks,
no, look, he loves it. Hey, Lexi, I don't know if you guys get involved in the Giants Community Fund auction, but it is coming up. It's going to end tomorrow night at 5 o'clock. SFGiants.com, SFGiants.com/KNBR. There are many, many, many items on this list of really good things that people have donated around the ballpark. And two are ball dude experiences. What do you think of the ball dudes? You say, do you watch that at all?
Yeah, I do. I think those are really cool.
How about getting your old man in here?
Oh, my gosh. Watching my dad do that would be hilarious.
Yeah, why not? Actually,
you know, I should. I actually don't know. Like, I don't know if he could actually do. I don't know.
Did he play?
He played football in college.
All right. You can jump on the ball here if it comes
down
the line.
Yeah, yeah. That would be really funny. I think I would probably enjoy watching him do it more than
All right. Well,
him.
It's one of the things in the auction.
Yeah. How much is it going for?
That I don't know.
Okay.
You'd have to look online. SFGiants.com/KNBR.
That is a great gift.
Yeah, come on. It's terrific.
You're
and
right.
Two winners for August 7th's game. And then two winners for August 8th game. So there'll be four people that will win.
It's going for $1,700 and $1,600 respectively.
That's it?
So, come on, chump change, right?
That's it?
I'm kidding.
Come on, that's in the couch. That's money in the couch.
Maybe
really.
For you, Marty.
That's it? All right, come on. Well, I'm a former criminal lawyer.
That's
it? So, you know.
They do have the bald dude experiences, like, to try out, right? Don't they have?
I think they have a bald
that.
Dude camp.
Yeah, they do. You have to go to camp. They have to teach you how to do it.
You know, I've actually heard that the hardest part is just sitting in that tiny little stool
like,
for the whole game.
Well, and try to get up.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
that's what I'm saying.
Come on,
yeah.
It's not that simple to get up anyway. But, try to get off that little stool to get a line drive.
Yeah.
Well, put your old man down there by right field where Hunter is.
That's true. Carmen, would you ever do it, Carmen?
I Probably would, but I would be really scared.
Yeah, I would too. Yeah. How about you, Marty? Would you ever do it? Have you ever done it?
No. I'm for me, throwing out the first pitches as far as I've gotten in the last few years.
See, I just want to say play ball.
Me too.
Like, that's like safe. A dream.
Well, that may be on
I
the list.
I keep trying to rally the Giants via Twitter, and so far, all no right. bite.
Or I would be one of the kid announcers saying the players' names. I could do that. I'd be really good at that.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. Maybe that's on the list. I don't know. I haven't looked. But, Carmen, you'll look on the list to see if there's anything that grabs you.
I'm over the age limit.
All right. Well, you're a kid. All right. 808 KMBR is the number. Raf here. Josh here. Lexi is here. Carmen is here. And I'm here. Giants have won 5 in a row, having a good discussion about baseball and the inside of the Pence marriage, which is quite interesting for me. Quite interesting. But Lexi's going to tell us more about YouTube and some of the things you've done, which really have been a lot of fun. So we'll do that and more. 808 KMBR. But we'll get everybody on who's on hold. So you can call in. No problem. More coming up on the Sports Leader.
Talking baseball with Marty Lurie on KNBR 680, the Sports Leader.
When we started, I didn't understand the way our relationship really works. Will you take my hand? I promise to always love, be a stand-up, loyal, true man to you, to give you my all.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Will you marry me?
I'm very, very excited. I'm literally speechless. I said yes. There's no way I would ever say no.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Hey guys, this is Lexi Pence. Now back to Marty Lurie and the San Francisco Giants post-game show on KMBR 680.
Boy, very good. Lexi, what about that one? That was the proposal?
Yeah, after just listening back to it, I think I said yes before he even asked.
Where was that?
It was at Disney World.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it was a really special
now,
time.
Did you know this was going to happen?
I had no idea. We had just come from the ballpark, the amusement park. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, I would have done everything differently. I would have showered. I would have worn a totally different outfit. I would have done my hair better. And I would have not had gray nails.
So, I love the video.
Thank you. Thanks.
It was really good.
I had no idea.
Oh, very good. Hey, where does people see these? Where would one go to see some of these videos?
So you're going to want to go to youtube.com/ Let's Get Lexi. LetsGetLexi.
And what is Let's Get Lexi? Well, because that's something you have your little own YouTube channel, so to speak.
Yeah. So I start just to give you a little background about me. I used to work for a company called IGN.com, and that's actually where I met Hunter. I was producing a live stream he was on, and so my background's in video production, and I would host a show there, and I would also was the production manager there, so I had, you know, we did shows. It was like the ESPN of video games, and so so after that, when I decided to move on from there, I started my own YouTube channel, and from there, I sort of document our life, in baseball, because we get to do insane things, good and bad. And so I want people to kind of see the life that we live, because I don't think people fully grasp what is involved in being a baseball player and what the families go through.
Yeah.
And then we also do, Hunter and I have a big passion for coffee. And so we also cover, when we travel, we like to check out local coffee shops and review them and tell you where to go to grab your coffee and to support local specialty coffee shops.
Very good. Very good. Now, the Twitch, is this involved? What is that?
So Twitch is, it's a live streaming platform where I play video games, and it's picture in picture. So you'll see my gameplay, and then you'll see me. And Hunter also has a Twitch channel.
Okay.
And then there's a chat, so we can chat all day, all night, whenever I'm streaming. And I do a biweekly newsletter from there, so you always know what's happening between, with me, with Hunter, like what we're up to always. And they actually get my YouTube videos early.
Wow, so you
hey, this
live.
Is Hunter Pence, and no, I didn't just have 12 cups of coffee. This is just my natural state. Now back to the game on KMBR 680.
Now, what about that?
Yeah. His intro was way cooler than mine.
How do you get to Twitch? How do you find that?
Twitch.tv/ Let's Get Lexi. LetsGetLexi.
Oh, very good.
Yeah,
all right,
I'm on Let's Get Lexi on all the socials. I think I'm pretty funny, but then again, I'm pretty biased.
Yeah, Raf is shaking
thanks,
his
Carmen,
head.
Thanks, Carmen. Thanks.
Raf likes
funny.
It. Raph
yes,
is,
yes, yes.
Raph shaking
it's kind validation. Of
funny.
Yeah.
It is. You like it, Raf? Okay.
Yeah.
What about Josh? Josh is a comedian. What did he think? Josh doesn't know what to think.
Do I think what is funny? Hunter Pence?
Yeah, Josh doesn't listen to the show.
He's funny always, looking.
He's thinking of chicken
Welcome
wings.
Welcome back, Josh.
Yeah, guys.
Nice to have you as part of the show. Thanks, Josh. Very good. It's very good. All right, Eddie Montague, our favorite umpire, longtime National League umpire. He will be in the Hall of Fame someday. Says, okay, ladies, just start the game saying play ball. You're going to have to get in umpire's gear. Let me know and I'll help you out.
Yeah,
I'm in.
Okay, I just realized that umpires wear blazers.
I'm into blazers.
How's when does that always a thing?
Yeah, yeah. They always had. They had very formal jackets and shirts and little bow ties at a time, and then it evolved where now they wear blazers and a blue shirt underneath.
I always noticed the windbreakers. I never really noticed. And one day I was watching, I was like, that umpire is wearing a blazer. Yeah, and I think we should bring the bow ties and blazers back to
the
umps.
Yeah, you
could go. Eddie, how would Eddie, did you ever wear a bow tie? I have to ask Eddie. Eddie listens. He's in his backyard listening, having
Let
a lemonade.
Let us know, Eddie.
Yeah.
Listen, you could call the game and then go to House of Prime Rib straight from the game.
Straight there.
No outfit change.
I like
Day
it.
Day to night.
All right, very good. All right, let's go to Georgia. Chris, you're on KMBR 680. Go ahead.
Hi, Marty.
Hey, Chris. How are you?
I'm good. I'd ask how you're doing, but I'm sure you're doing just about the same as I am because the Giants have started winning again.
Makes everything a lot better. And now they're playing better baseball, and that's the main thing. As I always say, we're deep in the season, so a lot of this doesn't apply. But it's not the record. It's how you win and lose, and that's why I feel early in the season. But you get to this point, you better win. I don't care how you do it. But it's nice to see them playing good baseball.
Yeah, that's right, Marty. And I've actually only been listening. I'm in Georgia, and so a lot of the games are played when I'm in bed. I actually have a little farm, so I try and keep on a early to bed, early to rise schedule. But I do listen to a lot of podcasts from KMBR, and like to listen to Kruk and Kipe on the Murph and Max show in the mornings. And both of them have said recently that it's about playing entertaining baseball, and I totally agree with that. It's not all about them taking it all at the end of the year, but it really gets to be a bummer when they're just losing right and left. Streaks of losing games. It's not that enjoyable to listen or follow when they're really not playing good baseball.
Well, you expect more.
Again.
Yeah, it's a day-to-day thing, and you wake up or you go to bed, and it's another game every day. But when you're losing a lot, you're generally not playing good baseball. These are Major
That's
League
right.
Baseball players, and there's a reason why you end up 27-51, and now you're 32-51, and you're trying to dig your way out of it day by day. But you have to do it by all the things that we talk about. You got to catch the ball. You got to have a decent bullpen. Ken Maka was on with us today. We were talking about what Whitey Herzog used to say, and show me a good bullpen, and I'll show you a good manager. And you got to have the elements of winning. You could win every once in a while, but to win a pennant or get to a World Series, you got to have all the elements going, and that's what the Giants have got to recapture.
Yeah, and to me, it kind of they kind of started to recapture that when they played Colorado a couple weeks ago, and they had some close games there. And the hope kind of started to rekindle, and then they played Atlanta, and seemed to kind of lose it again. But I think right now they're kind of back on the winning track, and just like you said, playing good baseball again. And to me, you were asking earlier, what has happened, and I really started following the Giants only just about a year ago. My dad's been a lifelong baseball fan, and I just recently kind of started getting into baseball, mostly because of him. And, I thought, gosh, I better stop listening and stop following them because they started losing basically as soon as I started following them. But, really when the season started, it seemed like they were going to be a good team again. They had a lot of good pieces. They got Melanson, and it was just so inexplicable, how they were as bad as they were, despite the division and every, how tough that was and everything, or has been and still is. It was just totally inexplicable. And to me, it's just baseball. Now they're starting to win again, And, you know, if you're looking for a thing that's making them win now, you know, it's probably just doesn't exist. You know, it's just baseball. They're coming together. They're being who they can be, all the players. And it's just all clicking now.
Very good. Hey, what kind of farm do you have?
It's a market garden. It's a small farm. It's an organic farm.
Okay. Well,
a lot of microgreens, a lot of sweet potatoes.
What's your special crop? Sweet potatoes?
Yeah, sweet potatoes and microgreens, sunflower sprouts.
All right. Barry Carmen, what do you think?
I'm into that. I love sweet potatoes.
Lexi? Sweet potatoes, is that on the list?
Yeah.
All right. Very.
Add it to the list.
All right, Chris. Well, you know where we are. We're always ready to get something.
I'm glad that was your question. After that response. What kind of farm do you have?
Well, I like to find out.
Are you thinking that the whole time?
Yeah.
Exactly.